Public hearings.
Folks, we're still in session, so if you could leave quietly, we sure would appreciate it.
Appreciate it.
Our first case this evening under new business is 12054, Rhonda Manship, seeking a variance from the minimum road frontage, section 115-25 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the south side of Neptune Road, approximately 494 feet west of Gravel Hill Road, Route 30, and on the west side of Gravel Hill Road, approximately 743 feet south of Neptune Road. The 911 address is 23240 Neptune Road, Milton. The zoning district is AR1. The tax map is District 235, map 25, parcel 407. We received zero letters of support, zero letters of opposition, and one mail return. And specifically, the applicant is seeking a 98.69-foot variance from the 150-foot required road frontage.
Come on up, be sworn in,
ma'am. Go up and be sworn in, ma'am.
You're the first on the public agenda, so you're the guinea pig. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Rhonda Manship, 23240 Neptune Road, Milton, Delaware, 19968.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
And we have a copy of the answers that you gave the staff on your application.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if you need that for your presentation or not, but we try to get that to everybody before. And if you have any exhibits that you wish to submit, you can submit them down to Ms. Walls there at the end.
Driveway or, you know, the pipeline driveway to get it approved. And what I want to do is get the line put back in because my mother-in-law took the line out when she gave us the back property. And to get the pipeline driveway approved and put the line back in so my daughter can move back in there. Mm-hmm. And then that way she can, you know, have interest from Route 30.
Okay.
Is why I request it.
The pipeline you're referring to, is that
yeah,
the culvert?
Because it's not 100-foot footage. Over here
it's not
is.
Exactly a pipeline, it's just a narrow driveway.
Yeah, okay. Well, that's
okay. Okay, thank you.
Uh-huh.
And that's where it's going to be, on this side over here, it's closest.
Yeah.
Yes. Sir,
so if you'd like to speak,
and if you want to speak,
you can. It's okay, you're welcome to come right
you
up.
Can come, you can come up and be.
If you'd like to, sir. Please, there you go, and be sworn in. And
good evening, can you state your name and address for the record?
Richard Manship.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Now you can speak.
Can you just make sure you speak near a mic so we can catch you on the record?
This is the road frontage right here. This is basically just going to be a driveway to the lot back here.
So this was previously subdivided this way?
Yes.
And then who, your mother?
My mother-in-law.
Mother-in-law.
We owned this lot, and he did this to us. So. And when she did that, she incorporated into that, which she really didn't think about it, and that this is going to be a separate property for our daughter.
How much? So you have 150 feet on the other road?
Yes.
Right, and this is where our house is and everything.
But the line.
Okay. I'm with you.
All right.
So we need a driveway to go to get into this lot.
To the back.
Now we're not confused.
Okay. Yeah. Right. They just need a road.
Yeah, we just did a road then.
We thought we were talking. We thought the original parcel was that whole corner.
Yeah.
So, the original two parcels had two frontages, but one of them was only 50 feet. Do you know when that was subdivided or combined?
It looks like,
ma'am, you can't speak unless you're sworn in.
Looks
but
like
you're welcome to.
This is my mother-in-law. She's the one that did it. So.
Mr. Mills, it looks like when you look at the survey, there's a note that says it was reestablished the boundary line abandoned in April 2009 per survey recorded in Plat Book 151, page 75.
See it up there.
Yeah, there it is. Yeah.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you. And you can step up to the mic, ma'am.
When they returned that line,
to make that another lot. Let's go on then. But it would make that lot landlocked without that 50-foot entrance.
Well, we understand that.
That's the purpose.
My question was, when it was combined in 2009, is that correct?
Right.
So that was 8 years ago. And what was...
Not been that long.
Well, this is 2017. So if my math serves me right, it was 8 years ago that you combined it. And what was the purpose? Well, okay,
it was
more.
Done in 2014.
In 14.
Yes.
Giving them the land, not mm-hmm. thinking that sometime they might want to sell that or
okay.
you know, make two lots out of it.
Okay. So you combined it to give it to them as one parcel.
Uh-huh.
And okay. But it was, in fact, previously separate lots.
In the meantime, we did put that 50 foot there, which the highway okayed.
Well, that's probably been some time ago. That was probably before the ordinance. Before 1970? No?
Oh, no. It's just been the last 3 or 4 years.
Did this board approve that? No. Okay. When it was two lots before, how long had it been two lots? Do you know?
When you built your house.
2007.
So we must have approved it.
So, no, actually. What happened is... You can see on the old tax map is there was a lot here.
Yes.
There was a line here. This lot came all the way back. This lot came all the way back. This lot came all the way back. And then this lot, actually, the 50 feet that they now have was a part of this one.
Ah.
So what they did is they took the back of this, added to that, and took the 50 feet off of this and added it to that. That's how we got here.
Well, they created an extra lot.
So what they did is added... parcels of four different lots to create one larger lot. So it was
and all those lots.
Correct.
Yeah.
So originally this was four lots.
This is a combination of a portion of four different lots. Because you can tell mm-hmm. this lot still exists.
Mm-hmm.
A, B, and C still exist, but they used to go all the way back to here.
Right. So originally it was four lots. They reconfigured it to be four lots, and now they want a fifth one.
Yeah.
With 50 feet of road frontage.
50 foot of road frontage, because you already had that back there anyway, the 50
what,
foot.
Do we know the road frontage on the remaining? They're all 150.
They're all 150 feet, so those are legal.
The people that bought that changed it. There's two lots out of all that.
Okay, well, that's fine. Then they're at least 150 feet.
They meet the minimum code requirements.
Okay.
Yep.
So it still ends up four lots.
Yep. Good shape. Okay. Good shape. All righty. Any further discussion or questions?
Are there houses on A, B, and C?
Is your house
on lots that were labeled A, B, and C on the last survey?
Well, there's
one building on A, on the one closest to where we want the road from. It's a building. It's where a lady has is it an apartment or a dog kennel?
It's a
student. Raises dogs there.
Yeah.
That's been before then.
Yeah.
Dog kennel?
That was
the barking dogs,
I thought you looked familiar.
They're still barking.
So, I have no further questions.
Mr. Morton's no questions.
I have no questions.
Ms. Mee.
You need the okay for that 50-foot room to be used.
Mr. Sharp, do you have any questions?
I do not.
Okay. Hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Can we do it?
Yep, you
I make a motion that we approve the variance as requested to provide, it's a minimum variance to provide relief, will not alter the essential character of the neighborhoods not created by the applicant, and it is, the property is, has a uniqueness, cannot otherwise be developed.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Ms. McGee and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 12054. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Mills?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Again, Ms. McGee?
Aye, for my reasons.
Mr. Mears?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Workman?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
And I, Mr. Callaway, for the previous reasons that have been stated. So by vote of 5-0, case number 12054 is approved.
Thank you.
Yes, indeed.